Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Sharkcast Radio, a weekly podcast on all things Cronulla Sharks, brought to you by Dyson Logistics. I am Sharks fanatic Newman, and I am joined, as I am every week, by my fellow Sharks fanatic, Sydney singer-songwriter and Fox Sports stats man, Sam Shenazzi. How you going, mate?
Hey, Newman. Thank you for that lovely introduction, as always. I'm going all right. The Sharkies, another week, another win. Scrappy first half, good second half. We're going to get into it really shortly. Everyone get in touch with us, sharkcastpod@gmail.com. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're even on the Instagram. Come find us, we want to hear from you.
And the official records will read that the Sharks, in a come-from-behind performance, got the wood over the North Queensland Cowboys 18 points to 14. Now, briefly, that rocketed us to first place on the NRL ladder, but subsequent results have dropped us back to third place on 16 points and a positive points differential of 72. It was a Thursday night game. It seems an age ago, Samuel, but it really was a game of two halves, that one.
Yeah, and the more I think about it, Newman, the more I was pretty disappointed in that first half. 14-0 down at half time. A lot of people were sending me messages and tweeting, both of us collectively, asking us to bench certain players, including one, James Maloney. I didn't think the game was over. I thought we had to score next to win. Of course, James Maloney was the man to do that. First half again, Newman, it wasn't pretty.
Yeah.
It was not pretty.
We keep sitting here and saying the same thing. Errors, penalties, poor completion rates. And those things are resulting in points to the opposition. But the interesting thing is, you never feel uncomfortable with this team. You never feel like we're out of the game. Even down 14 points to nil, you think, well, we can come back at any point. And we did. And it's a great place to be, but we're running out of rounds for it to really click, because I'm just waiting for us to put together two halves of really good football and blow somebody away, but that's not happening.
And the fear is not putting together one half of football. So it could go either way, Newman. End of the match, Newman, we had 75% completions, but that was mostly because of the second half was a lot better than the first. They missed a bunch of goals, which was kind of bordering on comical.
It was. That was laughable.
And we had Jimmy Maloney to help us through that. Yeah, I don't know what we're going to do about those first halves. And it seems to be a first half thing almost.
I know. It just seems like we have this complacency. But let's rewind and talk about who we watched the game with, Samuel. Up in the upper ET. I was up in the ivory tower.
You were. It was good to have you there, buddy. We were lucky enough to hang out with one Jonathan Thurston? No, someone better than Jonathan Thurston. I say that because he's just been real out of Origin. You know how much I love Origin. We were hanging out with someone even better, an Origin great, Jonathan Docking, and he was a guest of yours in the Ivory Tower.
Yeah, and it was just great to sit there and watch the game with someone who's played so many first grade games, played representative football, get their insight, and still a passionate supporter of the club. And it's great, you know, North Queensland run out and he boos them and he's yelling at the ref to get him on side. So that's unreal, but he's a champion guy.
He is,
very,
he?
Very intelligent man.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, it's great to have people like that still associated with the club, and a real buzz for me to watch the game with someone like that.
Well, I met you guys and he bought me a beer. I was like, why is this guy buying me a beer? I should be buying him 13 a week for the next 20 years for all the joy he gave me. Hello, Jonathan. We know you're listening. Thank you very much for your support and thanks for hanging out. We'll do it again, I'm sure. How was he feeling at halftime?
He was frustrated. He was frustrated like we all were, just with, you know, we were both frustrated with Maloney seemingly looking like he wanted to give penalties away.
Yeah.
We thought Andrew Fifita could have run a bit straighter.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we didn't think a bit straighter. We were like, come on, run straight, Andy. And then when he did run straight, you saw the result.
Yeah.
So, you know, at halftime he was frustrated, but both of us thought if we score first after halftime, we could go on with it.
So Maloney was the man to do that with a bit of a show and go, solo effort, which he's known to do. And on the back of that, you got the feeling they were going to get on with it, which they did. They played pretty good in the second half, which is a bit different to weeks gone by where they've just lucked out and won the match. They were the better team in the second half.
100%. And they made the Cowboys look a bit ordinary and a bit out of ideas with our defense. And I've got to say, big shout out.
Here we go.
You know, class rises to the top. Water finds its own level is one of
your heart's beating stronger right now. I can see it.
I'll tell you what, Luke Lewis, that was one of the plays of the season.
Yeah, it was.
And quality player, Samuel. Quality player.
Game changer.
Absolutely. That was the third time we caught them on the fifth tackle. And for those that watched the Channel 9 coverage, they shot the JT and he looked like he was at a funeral.
Yeah, they were rattled. And we spoke about it in the preview, Newman, if you recall, about how we would need guys like Luke Lewis and Jaden Bradley to really put that pressure on the kickers and the kick chase. And they did it. And Jack Bird as well was outstanding in that department. And then we had Big Andy Fifita with one of his trademark runs. I think he had four blokes on him.
That was beautiful. Well, that was another thing that Jonathan Docking was pointing out. He said, look at the damage that Fifita's doing, and there's no one pushing up or banging hard, as we know it's called, around him. And the one time there was, look what happened.
Yeah, because in the first half he had a pretty good chance. There was no one with him. But this time around we had Chan Townsend, one of the best in the business, at backing up. At that point we were, 2 points behind? I think it was 14-12 to them.
That's right.
And then we kept sticking at it. I think we had some repeat sets.
Yeah, you didn't really ever feel like the Cowboys were going to come on top of us, even though they were only behind by four. You felt like we'd hold them out.
And then we had Val Holmes with not a cutout, but a very good ball to, was it Defecky or Latelli? Remind me. Yeah,
that was Defecky.
Okay.
Look, gee, I tell you what.
Mm-hmm.
You want to talk about your boyfriend.
Yeah.
My boyfriend was sublime.
Yeah.
The back three of particularly Val and Fecky.
Yeah.
They did not have good games. There were a couple of moments there where, you know, Val not getting that 40-20. He was just coasting.
Yeah. Second half, though, they were pretty good.
Yeah, I know, but it's a constant concern of mine. Fecky,
Point. That 40-20 had us all in shock. It was like, what just happened?
Yeah, well, he was just coasting, and Fecky under the high ball, he's just... Yeah, they scored one on him, didn't they?
Oh, you're right. They scored one, he let one in. Let's go to Fecky, you're right. It was so long ago, I've forgotten what's going on. He watched his defender go past him pretty well.
Yeah.
And he was away.
Yep.
And then, there was it right on halftime, I think, kick to the corner.
He's just so easily isolated there, you know? And
I guess I think of Val and Fecky with their returns. They're so dominant in that fashion. And without those guys doing that, we probably don't get on that much to score those tries. But, you know, they have to do their job completely. And you're right. Yeah. That is their
innate strength. Fecky's innate strength is he plays as like a fourth prop.
Yeah.
A fourth front rower, bringing the ball out of yardage. He very rarely gets dominated. But, I mean, a big part of a winger's job is you're another fullback. And he's just dropping the ball, you know.
I've noticed...
I don't trust him.
Okay, yeah. That's not good not to have trust in a player. I've noticed the past 2 weeks when the team does the song in the dressing rooms, which they film and release through social media, Gal both times has given it to Fecky in a lighthearted way right at the end of the three cheers.
Explain this. I don't watch
that. So they do the up, crowd, everyone sings, and our man Hyington does three cheers for Fecky, his 200th game. And in the last 2 weeks, Gal has gone, three cheers for Fecky for finally scoring the try. That was the other week where he bombed the two that scored. And then last week, he had another dig at him saying, like, three cheers for our winger, Fecky. And it's lighthearted. I'm not starting any rumors here. It's there for you to see.
A mate of mine was at the local junior rugby league on the weekend. And his son was playing for the Engadine Dragons, and they were playing against De La Salle. And De La Salle have young Paul Gallen's son in the team. And they were both sitting on the desk as opposing managers. And he was asking about the game. And then if you see in the last set, Gal takes three hit-ups off the last set. And he asked him about it. And Gal said, well, everybody else kept dropping the ball. So, and Gal's very quick to say in all the press conferences that he's pretty unhappy with the completion rate.
Yeah.
So I reckon he'd be giving it to people.
And he should. He's the captain. He's our hardest worker. He may be our best player this year, Newman. He's
playing.
He had another amazing game.
You remember
he ran for like 180 meters.
Remember that like 4 years ago when we all used to say, would Gal just get back? Would Flanagan just pick him up prop, have him play in the middle, cut the halfback stuff out? and he'd be so good.
It was probably 3 years ago, actually. Yeah.
Well, he's doing that now.
Of course he is.
And how good is he?
You know what pisses me off is that the media, who, you know, I don't really care about, but they also irritate me, they still say it on their shows and on their radio shows. Yeah. Oh, he gets in the way. He doesn't get in the way.
They don't watch the games, do they?
No.
Now tell me this, right? It's origin time, so obviously. Would you, if you're picking a team, do you want Aaron Woods as your starting prop or Paul Gallen?
Well, if you're signing a player for next year, do you want Aaron Woods or Paul Gallen? Next year.
It's a crazy, crazy, I mean, no one.
What's going to stop him? Like he's going to, I'm going to say right now, he's going to play one more year.
Oh, 100%.
And at the moment, I'm totally cool with that.
100%.
What's going to stop him next year from not, I don't know. He seems like he's just this, I don't know, this genetic.
So the two things
freak
that we used to get into him for, one, missing a lot of games with injury.
Yep.
Well, there used to be three things. Missing a lot of games with injury, seemingly putting the New South Wales Blues above the Sharks, and three, overplaying his hand. All of them are out of his game. All of them.
Yeah, completely.
Unbelievable. Completely. Now, we're not going to really get much of a view of the continuity and how we're going to improve. It's a very interesting week this week, so we'll have a longer preview of the Bulldogs game. A lot of boys have been picked for Origin. So we're going to wrap the Cowboys game there. We're going to cut to a break. And on the other side, we'll come back with the news. This is Shark Cast Radio.
Hey, Newman, I bought some Sharks memorabilia off a dude in Queensland. I need to get it here as soon as possible, but the seller doesn't do shipping. I need it in a hurry. What am I going to do, buddy?
Mate, get straight on the phone to Dyson Logistics.
What's the deal with those guys?
Dyson Logistics can move anything from a small package to a 40-foot container. Road, rail, sea freight, air freight, local, regional, international, and they will do it cheaper and quicker than those big corporate freight companies, and with better service too, because they have that personal family business touch.
Give me their number right now.
Hit them up on 0467-233-153. That's 0467-233-153. Or log on to the website, DysonLogistics.com.
A little birdie tells me they're also very big, passionate, long-time Cronulla Sharks fans as well. What a bonus. DysonLogistics.com. They go above and beyond. That's the Dyson difference. Hey, Newman, I'm selling my house, but the gardens are a mess. Can you help me out, buddy?
I wish I had time, Sam, but why don't you give Craig from Endeavour Property Services a call? A qualified horticulturalist, Craig specialises in pre- and post-sale garden cleanups and makeovers as well as regular maintenance.
Sounds good, man. How do I get in touch with him?
Get in touch with Craig on 0424 294321. That's 0424 294321 or endeavourpropertyservices@yahoo.com. If you mention you listen to the Shark Cast, you get a 10% discount. Endeavour Property Services. And now it's come to the time of the show where we see what news has washed in across Botany Bay towards the mangrovey shores of SCGS. The news will be dominated by Origin this week. Samuel, take us through the selections.
We have James Maloney, man who's in the news quite a lot these days, playing number six for the Blues, and I think quite rightly so. He's clutch. He's a clutch player. We have Wade Graham on the bench. We have Andrew Farfita playing. Is he playing starting prop?
Correct, yes.
And we have the Birdman on the bench as well. Am I missing anyone?
No. That's it.
And Val was not picked.
Yes, that was a notable omission. You cried yourself to sleep on news about that, but Val was not selected.
I cried happy tears because he was going to play for the Sharks.
Yeah, well, that's good news. I mean, let's put it out of the way here. Well, neither of us are fans of Origin.
No, people who listen to us regularly at this time of the year know that we don't really care either way. We like the spectacle. We like the idea. But it ruins the competition, and it's a ridiculous thing. And the fact that we won the comp last year with all the players we had playing is a miracle.
I know. And, you know, to me, the pinnacle of the game, when you talk about representative football, should be representing your country, not representing your state. And the fact that the competition essentially goes on hold for, what, 7 weeks?
Oh, it's longer than that. It's
no other competition in the world does this. For what are essentially exhibition games. Let's talk about the scheduling too.
Yes.
Why are we playing? Like, it was pretty clear from the fact that we won the competition that we were going to have a heavy contingent of Origin players. Brisbane are also playing this weekend, and the Roosters. How did the NRL not give buys to those teams this weekend?
Well, speaking to Robbie Willis last week, I believe we have two out of the three games where we're missing players. I don't know. You'd think they would, because it does punish the better clubs. The better clubs have the better players playing this game, and they get punished. Teams like the Warriors, this is their time to shine. And 100%. Every year it happens.
Every year it happens. And, you know, you can say that last year ours, you know, we were probably punching for the minor premiership in a bit, you know, with the Storm. Their only loss during that period was when they had a severely depleted side against, I think it was the Dragons. Yeah. So they were missing their best players. And if we drop two games and everyone's going to go, oh, well, we were missing, you know, all that firepower, and it impacts our ability to make the top four or win the minor premiership or whatever, we're going to sit here and be pissed.
Yeah, I guess there's some people who like it and some who don't, and we don't. I respect the fact that players like playing it.
It's an achievement. And
it's an achievement, it's cash, it's the whole thing, and I get that. I would never begrudge someone doing that. But, you know, we're club guys. We don't do the Blues cast, we do the Shark cast, and it's what we're about. And as usual, we'll watch the games and hope and pray that none of our players get hurt.
Yeah. Now, I think that Jack Bird was quite lucky to be selected based on his form this year. Mm. And I think Maloney's being selected a bit on reputation. There are some people in Sharkland, social media, are actually calling for his head.
Now, at halftime.
I think that might be a bit over the top, but he certainly needs to tighten his discipline up.
There's an argument there, Newman, that they don't blow many penalties in Origin in regards to that part of his game. For me, he's a clutch player, and in those games, you need clutch players. Bird's an interesting one. I feel like he's always giving me the best he's got, but sometimes his energy levels just go up and down, and when there's not much on the line, he doesn't really go for it. But when there's a match to be won or saved, he'll do it.
Yeah.
I guess a clutch player as well, in a sense. But you're right, both of them, they haven't had fantastic years.
No.
So far.
No. Andrew Fifita, well-deserved selection. Yeah. He's one of the form props in the competition.
Yep.
And you feel that Wade Graham not being selected in the starting side is a bit of a slight, because anytime Cooper Cronk looks across and sees Wade Graham, he's not real happy about it.
Yeah, I guess there's so many back rowers that they like for that arena of football that he's starting on the bench, as far as we know. So, but he deserves his spot, and he's unlucky not to be starting, if in fact he doesn't start. I mean, the captain, Boyd Cordner, plays on the same edge, I think. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see how they go, and we'll give a wrap post-Origin on Sharkcast Radio. Now, other news, Josh Dugan.
Dugs.
Has become official. I don't know if we did cover it off last week. I don't think we did.
Let's talk about it. You're away. I was flying solo, remember?
That's right.
With my John Laws
battle. That's right. So let's. And that was good. I enjoyed it. A lot of dun, 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 dun.
A lot of it.
So Josh Dugan has officially signed with the club.
Yeah.
On big money. So a 4-year deal. And for me, most people, the jury seems to be out in Sharkland. And I'm pretty much with them. Like, he's a quality player. He's an Australian representative. And he was the best centre on the market, in my view.
It's tough for me. I watched him in NYC and loved him. He was a guy I actually would tune in to watch. And then his first year or two at Canberra in NRL, fantastic. And something happened. He lost a bit of an edge for me. He still kept making rep teams and went to the Dragons and I don't know. I just haven't really enjoyed watching him play the last few years. I think that he's coming into a very good club and a very well-coached club. So he might, you know, do what he does at the moment and bring something extra. They might bring something out of him. I think he'll play a lot tougher brand of football, that's for sure.
Well, he's coming to a tough club. Does seem to go down injured quite a bit. And he's got a reputation of probably not being as hard as you should be. Will he get harder under a hard coach at a hard club?
Yeah, of course he will.
Okay.
I mean, he knows what he's walking into. If a guy like Gallon is still playing next year, which we think he will be, that kind of sums it up. You're not going to play soft around that bloke.
No, no. And the fact is, we lost Jack Bird. Jack Bird flew the coop. Yep. He had to be replaced. And there's an Australian rep, a New South Wales rep, coming to the club. For mine, the money that's being reported, my spies tell me that there isn't a kernel of truth in it.
I think it's close to what they offered Bird, right?
Yeah.
And,
which
so it's
seems
a swap.
What he's worth.
Yeah. And the complete and utter rubbish about being promised a fullback spot. Of course, he'll be able to take that spot.
Yeah.
It's open.
Touch wood, something happens to Val. But
yeah, but he's. I do not believe for a second he's been promised that spot. That's not how it works.
No.
That's
no
how
way.
The media
They've
works.
Put so much effort into Val playing fullback, so much development energy and time. There's no way they're just going to grab Josh Dugan. So anyway, welcome to the club, Josh. Hope your team goes really poorly this year and you're fresh and ready to go for the Sharks next year. Now, on this, it kind of ties in. Jack Bird came out in the media yesterday and was basically saying that he didn't sign with the Brisbane Broncos for money. He signed with them to improve his football.
Yeah. Did you read the whole article? I hope you did.
I did.
Okay.
He said that, you know, he's got arthritis and he doesn't know what can happen. But I took it as a bit... He also said that he felt he hasn't played his best football yet and he can only do that at Brisbane.
Yeah, he did say all that and he did mention Wayne Bennett and wanting to play under him in a similar way that Darius Boyd does. What I read at the end of the interview, Newman, was that he loves Cronulla. He respects Shane Flanagan. I wasn't overly offended by it. I know why people are. I can see that. But I didn't think it was a massive slight in the club.
He loves Cronulla.
Mm-hmm.
But he wants to go play somewhere else.
Well, he wants a new experience.
I'm not buying that. That to
oh,
me
it's all about money.
Service.
It's not about...
That to me is lip service. You show your love with deeds, not words.
I agree, but I don't believe for a second that whole thing about I did it for Wayne Bennett. He did it for the cash. He got offered way more money. Way more money.
Yeah, but he could have got more money at Newcastle. So he's
yeah, but would you rather get Newcastle or Brisbane?
Well, I know. He could have stayed here.
He did it for the cash.
Yeah, I know. But don't tell me that you love the club because, you know, he didn't love the club enough to say, well, I'll take less money and stay.
And I'm not saying you're doing this for 1 second, believe me, but I've just read a lot of social media stuff today and people giving it to him. I don't believe that he's come out and pooed all over the club for 1 second.
Players just need to be so careful with this stuff because the supporter base is touchy. I like to think that we're pretty measured. Samuel is supporters and we certainly don't go off the deep end as a lot of other keyboard warriors do, but players need to be really careful. I mean, I felt so bad for Tigers supporters when I heard Aaron Woods sort of say, oh, I'm leaving because we couldn't make the semis.
Yeah.
You're better off just saying, I want to thank the club that I'm at for their opportunity and I'm looking for another opportunity.
There's reasons why I think Cooper Cronk's the smartest guy in rugby league. He holds his own press conferences. He would never talk this way about Melbourne Storm, ever.
No.
And that's just one example, but...
It wasn't the worst crime in the world, but
I know
he
what
was
you're
sailing
saying.
Close to the wind, pissing supporters off. And
I agree.
I can sympathise with people saying, well, you know what? He says he loves Cronulla. Well, why go play with Brisbane?
I completely can see that side of the story.
All right. Well, that wraps us up for the news for another
week.
You
okay, Newman? You seem a bit down. What's going on?
I'm all good, mate.
All right.
We are going to cut to a break, and on the other side, we'll come back with the letters. This is Sharkcast Radio.
Hey, Newman, it's my turn to bring the beer around for our next podcast. What sort of beer do you want?
You know me, man. I only drink beer from the Shark Island Brewing Company.
That's the craft brewery in the heart of the Shire, right?
Sure is, mate. They have a cellar door at 8/29-33 Waratah Street, Kirrawee. Open Wednesday to Saturday for tastings with weekly food trucks and awesome tunes. You can also get their beers at Gaimere Pub, Northies, the newly opened Prince, along with a bunch of other venues in Sydney. It's 8/29-33 Waratah Street, Kirrawee.
Don't forget that special edition Sharks Premier's Lager. It tasted so good. Go on Facebook, search Shark Island Brewing. Support the Shire's own brewery, Shark Island Brewing Company. It's beer with bite.
Dykes. Ettinghausen. Beachy. Fullback playing it. Oh, Campbell's over. Canberra. Well, they just opened up. It was almost like a traffic cop saying, down here, come through here. And Campbell gets the try.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby has a road
And now it's come to the time of the show where we go out the front of Shark Cast Pod headquarters and see what the little sharky who rips around the neighborhood on a high-vis motorbike has crammed into the hole in the fence. The letters. You can get us sharkcastpod@gmail.com or Twitter, Facebook, Instagram at sharkcastpod. Now, what is the first letter you're ripping open with a shark-shaped letter opener? Well,
the first piece of business, Newman, is we're going to say hello to our friend Ash. He's a long-term listener, and he writes to us a lot, and we want to say, hey, Ash, how you doing? I have a letter right here in my hands, and it is from Dan. And Dan says, we win again, just. He thinks Braley is our long-term option at hooker. He's doing really well. Flano has him doing just the basics, and he's not the attacking force like he was in the NYC. When is Seguiaro back? Should we start with him, or should we start with Braley?
Don't know when Seguiaro's back. I know there was a story that dropped in the inbox today, but I haven't had a chance to read it.
No, I think I heard something he might have re-injured the arm, but let's wait and see on that one.
It's not going to be this weekend. We'll come back to you next week with that one.
But what are your thoughts on the rest of it?
Well, it's a great point about Braley. He just seems to just go from strength to strength, and 58 tackles, was it? You're nodding at me here, 58 tackles?
Yeah, some outlets had him at 56. Fox Sports Stats had him at 58. That's what I want to go with.
All right, yeah, so that's just a huge tackle count. He's playing strong. It doesn't feel like the team's that much different from when Mick Ennis is in it. And that's a huge rap on the kid, right?
It completely is. Definitely, like Dan said, he's not showing the attacking signs, which he did in lower grades, but in lower grades, you can throw it around a bit more. The defense is nothing like what it is in first grade. So it's a very safe and intelligent way to play it at this point. Ease him in, and we'll get the assists happening slowly.
I'd love to see him jump out of dummy half a bit more.
When he does, he looks good.
Yeah, because he's quite sprightly. You know, he's quick off the mark. But, champion letter there, Dan.
I can tell you they're already talking Rookie of the Year in the wider rugby league circles.
I can't think of a better rookie so far. So it wouldn't be far off the mark. Now, we got a letter here from regular emailer Michael in Canberra, and he says, boys, I had long dreamed I would be the first boy from the cold plains of South Canberra to grace Endeavour Field, but alas, I was crap at footy. So break out the pineapple cruisers. Here comes Dukes with his Ray Lewis tattoo. I, for one, am excited as it's a good replacement for Birdie and it weakens the Dragons. Now, that is a benefit that we haven't thought of, Samuel.
I just did think of, thank you, Michael, is the Ray Lewis tattoo.
I don't even know who Ray Lewis is.
He's a retired American footballer who committed murder and is now an ESPN celebrity and good player. But he's got his,
portrait on his thigh.
It's a full portrait. Anyway, that's none of my business.
Well, I think that's well summed up. And the benefit of it weakening the Dragons, I didn't think of that. So
they
well
do have up. Some good juniors coming through, though, who will get a shot. No, they do.
Please, stop it.
Stop my Dragon love.
Yeah, stop your Dragon love. Now, very interesting game this weekend. 7:30 Saturday night. Our depth is very much tested. And it'll be hard to sort of get a read on how we go. Now, do you have a team there, Samuel?
You're right, Newman. Depth is tested. But here is your Cronulla Sharks for this week. At fullback, Valentine, the future Holmes, we have Sasaya Fecky. Edric Lee returns on the wings. Gerard Beale and Ricky Latelli in the centres. New Brown plays at number 6 with Chad Townsend. Chris Hyington, Matt Pryor, prop. Jaden Brelly, hooker. Luke Lewis, Kurt Capewell, and Paul Gallen is your back row. And the bench is Bakuya, Lattimore, Takatizi, and Captain America. Extended bench is Kurt Dillon, Dan Mortimer, Jesse Ramian, and Britton Nicora, who's been named for the first time.
Seems sensible choice of replacements from Coach Flanagan. The only one that was a little bit contentious for mine was Brown in front of Mortimer, but I haven't seen Mortimer play, so I can't really establish which one is better. Obviously, Flano thinks that that Brown is better pick, so I will defer to him on that. Obviously, that's the weakest team we've put out this year. Edric Lee to mine. We're not big fans, but who else would you put there? Maybe 2 Minute Noodles?
We were excited when Edric came. Remember? We were pretty excited.
Yeah, you know, we're going. But he just He's just too many errors.
Yeah.
In a team that's making so many errors, we can't afford to carry a player like that.
There's pros and cons to Edrick. I tweeted it earlier this week, but the Bulldogs concede the most tries from kicks in the NRL.
Whoa.
So I think it's a good... And I actually tagged Chad Townsend in it. Hopefully you saw it. But I think they should kick to Edrick.
And well, you'd think with New Brown in the team and them running around together in for Newtown that they'd have somewhat of a combination developed. So hopefully. And we also want to send a big shout out to our mate Albie from Steel Sports, who does the podcast for the Newtown Jets.
Yep.
Now, Saturday is Hipsters Day.
Don't look at me, Newman. Don't look at me.
And being the two chief hipster Shark supporters on the block, Albie has invited us to go to the Jet Set Lounge. So, Hipster Day, mate. How good is that going to be? Now, the problem is I can't go because the timing's wrong.
Right.
I'll be hosting a function prior to the Sharks game kickoff.
Because this is part of your new thing. You're a... What's the word? You're
I'm a drunk. I'm having friends over for beers.
Are you hosting?
Yeah.
If anyone needs any voiceover work or anything, please get in touch with us, sharkcastpod@gmail.com.
MC, auctions, all that sort of stuff.
Okay, you can't be there. You're going to be at the Dogs game?
I will be at the Dogs game, yeah. Okay. I grew up in Menai, Samuel, so I've got a lot of friends that... that support the Doggies, bro.
That's not a stereotype. Come on.
A lot of, like, Menai's East Bankstown, mate.
I know what you're saying, but you know what I'm saying too. Chris Hynington starts at prop, like he did last week, correct?
Yeah, he did a reasonable job.
Yeah, he goes well. Good to have Bakuya back. I believe Kurt Dillon is pushing pretty hard for that number 17 jersey, so he's getting closer every week.
I tell you what, I for one, am very keen to see how Cape will plays in his preferred position of edge back row.
Yeah.
He's been, to me, I like him as a player, but being shunted from the wing to the centres to the bench, it's not good for anyone.
Yeah, I don't blame him for that. But yeah, it's his time to shine. He signed a new deal and we love him. The fans love him and he's proved his worth. I mean, he plays 73 minutes in a big final for us against Canberra.
Yeah.
That's a legacy right there. So
he's dynamite in that game and that's what we want to see.
Yeah. Yeah, he was great. And the fact he was the 18th man for a grand final means they trust the bloke.
Also, he's the kind of player that can dominate against the Dogs pack. And the Dogs are a big side.
Yes.
Very much like Canberra. They don't have a lot of lateral movement. And Cape's boring into a hole at speed like he can do on the angle. I think that's where we're going to get them. Now, the Dogs are weakened in that they're missing Reynolds and Josh Jackson and Clemmer.
Reynolds is out with through injury, but
Yep. So we're missing four. They're missing three.
Yep.
They're in pretty rank sort of form up and
they've
down.
Won one from four, maybe.
Yeah.
Very winnable game.
Yeah, it's hard to get a read on this game. The other thing is we haven't played the Dogs at SCGS since 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And ever since the Cronulla riots, it seems as though for whatever reason, the NRL or the Sharks have tried to avoid playing the Bulldogs at our ground. So
it's probably for good reason, Newman, because we've won one of the past seven against them at Shark Park.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But forget those. You know, back then the Dogs were a dominant force and we were crap.
Yeah, well, still not a good stat to read. The last time we played them was the night my brother purchased grand final tickets. You were at the game, I think.
What?
Monday night. Yeah. It was round 13. And Maloney kicked the match-winning goal from the sideline.
Oh, at ANZ Stadium.
Yes.
A game that, very much like this weekend, we were depleted and we shouldn't have won.
We stunk.
We got over the line. Fantastic Ricky Latelli try right at the end.
Off the scrum, yeah.
Yeah, that was unreal.
It's the last time we played them.
Ben Barber, on fire. Don't miss him at all. Ben Barber's signed with St. Helens.
I saw that. I'm happy for him.
Okay.
You happy for him?
No, I want him to come back to Cronulla. I'm sad.
Okay.
So, do you have a prediction for what's going to happen this weekend? Two depleted sides going against each other. One in decent form, the other in not decent form.
I'm looking at Chad Townsend for having to have a big game. He's forced 10 dropouts this year, which is the equal third in the NRL. He leads the Sharks in tries this. And I think it's his time to continue to play well like he has been. And I guess just the guys stepping up, your new Browns and Edric Lees, it's their chance to do something top level. So
it really is. Like, you forget about that. For a guy like New Brown and a guy like Edric.
Well, New Brown's playing the team he's going to.
I saw Edric at a petrol station the other day.
Was he wearing Air Jordans or something? I don't know.
He was just, I said, how you going, mate? He's one cool cat.
Oh, yeah.
I'll tell you that.
What's he driving?
Oh, he's driving. Well, they all drive Sutherland Holden cars.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Nice life they got, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, but it's a chance for him to say, hey, I'm too good for Newtown.
Yeah.
You know, it's one thing to play well in New South Wales Cup when you're playing against, you know, a lot of plotters, but when you come in and play NRL in the NRL stage and play well, that sends a huge message to the coach, hey, pick me. And I think that if Edric Lee starts lighting it on fire,
yeah,
he might put pressure on Fecky, who's not exactly...
Yeah, I mean, he's got a lot of experience already, and... He's a character, and I believe he's got it in to be a first grade. Just since he's come to us, he hasn't been that great. But, yeah, I want to see him. I want to see New Brown. Even Capewell, as you said, I want to see him play to the level that we need him to play. I think McGowan and Lewis there, Bacuya, I think we're looking pretty good to win this game. I'm going to say we're going to win by 10 points, I think.
Yeah, the bones of the team are there. We're probably with... a fair bit of the flesh missing.
Goal kicking might be an issue.
Yeah. Oh, Chad Townsend can kick goals. Second bell.
Yeah, they're okay. They're okay.
We're not going to be going as bad as the Cowboys last week. I think one thing we will notice this week is how much we will miss Andrew Fifita.
Yeah.
And his big charges up the middle.
Although Matt Pryor has returned.
Matt Pryor is back. But, I mean, the yardage we get out of Pryor and Hyington just pales in comparison with what Big Andy can do. So I am going to predict, if it's an arm wrestle, I'm on us. So, and I think it's going to be an arm wrestle. I don't see us with a huge amount of points.
The Dogs don't really get smashed here. They're always in close games.
Yeah, so I'm going to say we're going to win by 2. Oh. Sharks 16, Bulldogs 14.
Ooh. I hope it's a bit more widespread than that for us. But
hey, man, we get a win here. Any win in this Origin period is...
I know.
Freaking huge bonus.
I'm all in, Newman. I'm all in.
All right. That wraps us up for another episode of Shark Cast Radio. Thanks to our sponsors, Dyson Logistics, Endeavor Property Services, and Shark Island Brewing Company. And Samuel is getting the old worn down 45 flexi sleeve out of the plastic sleeve, and he's going to drop the needle on it. And as we say every week...
We are the premiers. Let's do this. Come on, Cronulla.
Up the Sharks.
Sharks forever.